Hello, everyone. Welcome back again to another episode of Basement Banter. For what feels like it's been a lifetime or two since I've put out an episode, if you follow the Basement Banter Instagram, you would know that I had COVID. And if you don't follow the Basement Banter Instagram, I had COVID. That's why I put out a repeat episode a couple weeks ago. I had known I'd come in contact with someone with COVID, and I was not feeling good at all. And I was originally, the original plan that day was to have someone come on with me to discuss the NFL season, kind of like a halfway recap, even though it's not halfway, but it's close enough. I wanted to have someone on, but I wasn't feeling great, and I knew I'd been in contact with someone with COVID, so I was just kind of doing mental math there, and I was like, it probably would not be the best idea in the world to have someone sitting right across from me as I did not feel great. And then inevitably, I found out later that day that I did have COVID, so give myself a little pat on the back for that one. And then last week, I was still, I don't know what the word is, finishing out, grinding out my last couple days of quarantining. At that point, I wasn't like sick. I was only sick for a few days, just absolutely crushed Pedialyte, Gatorade, and water. But yeah, so then I felt better. So, but I still was, I don't know if you have had COVID, you know that, which I actually is, I will admit, I am sure I'll get a lot of shit for this. I did think that, you know, you see like athletes and stuff that end up getting COVID. There's like a few weeks where you're like, all right, great, they'll be back. And it's like, oh, no, they're still recovering. And like, I used to think to myself, like, what the fuck are you, like, are you talking about? Like, how long does it take? It actually, like, did take, like, a while to actually, like, get out of that, like just feeling tired all the time. I'll be honest, I still do feel tired all the time. Granted, I work in my basement and it's very dimly lit, so that could also be factoring into why I still feel tired all the time, but maybe it doesn't, but whatever. That actually was why I didn't do an episode last week. Once again, couldn't possibly have someone coming into my basement when I notably did have COVID. And then now I finished my quarantine and jumped right into packing, because by the time you listen to this, I will be in Nashville, Tennessee. If there's some COVID bloodhounds out there that are listening to this, I did my 10 days of quarantining, and at this point it will have been over 2 weeks. So screw off. I'm good. I feel good. But obviously I still have to pack and everything, so I didn't have time to bring on a guest this week, because it was such a quick turnaround from doing, not being able to do anything, because I had to, you know, follow the rules of the two, then going to packing and getting ready, to go to Nashville. So I'm doing this week's episode by myself. Enough of my, I don't know what you would even call this, a rant or a, It isn't even like a cold open anymore. Now it's just a tangent about my little sob story. but I have to admit, it took me like 30 times to do this intro because I kept screwing up, because I'm rusty, because I haven't done it in a couple weeks. But it's good to be back in the seat. I'm pissed that I couldn't do this with Matt Blahut. We were going to talk about football, just an update on how the season's going. I'm going to fly solo, and then next week I should be back on track, unless friggin' God knows I'll end up getting another fucking strain of COVID and be back to where I was a couple weeks ago, or maybe I'll get in a bull riding accident in Tennessee. But we should be back on track next week. If you have a piece of wood next to you, knock on it, that I didn't just jinx myself. I'm going to have some like random cowgirl kick me in the neck with her boots. Don't know why I just said that. but we're going to jump into it. I'm just muscling through. It wasn't the cleanest intro to the episode, but I did it. recovering from COVID, so can't be mean. But I actually, funny enough, still have my notes from the last time we went over the whatever, like the preseason or whatever, the NFL season in front of me. So we could compare to how I thought that the season was going to go to how the season's actually going. And I have to admit, isn't that terrible? It's not, certainly not great, but not terrible. We'll get into it. We're going to dive right into it. And some of them are absolutely horrendously off. Some of them are pretty spot on. So we'll start off with the NFC. NFC North is like we imagined. I feel like I must have said that it's going to be a dumpster fire. And it is. And the Packers are 5-1. That's what I had. I had the Packers, Vikings, Bears, Lions. And right now, about a third of the way through the season, it's Packers, Vikings, Bears, Lions. The Lions are garbage. We knew they would be garbage. They really haven't. They've been catching some real bad breaks. There was absolutely no excuse for going for it on their own, 19-yard line. Jared Goff with the savvy throwing it away on fourth down. But haven't really looked that great. Dan Campbell called out Jared Goff. And, I mean, that's fair because you're the – obviously you're the coach and you're the one in charge of the ship and everything. But to go from Matt Stafford, who we'll get to later, to Jared Goff. Jared Goff really was never meant to come to Detroit. First of all, no one's meant to come to Detroit, first of all. Let's just get that on the – let's put that out there now. No one is like, I'm coming to Detroit and we're going to do some awesome stuff. It's never that way. I can only see them changing ownership when that will happen. Because them, like the New York Giants, just refuse to hire a good head coach. I like Dan Campbell, but they just, I don't know what it is about them. They just are a terrible organization. And I can't get in trouble for saying that because I have absolutely no stake in the NFL, and no one's paying me. But they are a terrible organization and run like a fucking, I don't even know, like Boys and Girls Club football. Speaking of, I think that Matt Nagy is an absolute fucking idiot. Why you wouldn't have had Justin Fields come in right off the bat was because of your, like, because I think that Andy Dalton must have had footage of him with some other woman other than his wife, and that's the only reason why he was still playing. I have no idea why the hell you would ever put Andy Dalton in over Justin Fields, who you, let's not forget that you traded up for him. So obviously you liked him a lot. And now he's the guy, but you did not want him to be the guy, which was baffling to me because you would rather have Andy Dalton, who had a couple good years on the Bengals. That's stupid in itself. I don't need to get into it. They have potential to be a good football team. Their defense is pretty solid. They've hung in there with the game, some of the games they've lost. They just aren't getting any favor, aren't doing their defense any favors on offense. They've been dealing with a lot of injuries, but I don't know. I don't know why. Like, Matt Nagy won the Coach of the Year and just for some reason thinks that he could do whatever he wants and not get fired. That's not the case. I would love to see a coaching change in Chicago because it's such a historic team. And they have a lot of really good pieces. It's just I just don't like Matt Nagy, and I think he thinks he's too big for his britches, and does not realize that he's, you know, not a. They're just not in a good spot, and I don't think he realizes that if they don't make the playoffs this year, he's probably out. But I think that they have a lot of potential, so maybe they'll turn it around. Maybe in a doing the 2/3 of the way through the season recap. Maybe they'll be a little bit better, but as of right now, just not good. I thought the Vikings were going to be above 500 at this point. Once again, another team that has had some pretty shitty losses. They're just a very, you know, they're not going to put up a whole lot of points. And, you know, they let up way too many points for the amount of points that they put up, which is maybe a stupid comment. But they're, you know, I feel like Mike Zimmer is a guy who is really, like, hangs his hat on his defense. And they are the second worst defense in the division behind only the Detroit Lions, who are a, like, money laundering scheme of an organization. But I don't know. I think the Packers are just going to take off with this, as we all thought. The first game really scared us, or not scared us, as if we're all in this conversation together. It isn't just a one-way street. But the Packers just, I thought after that first week they were toast. But as I feel like I've heard this said a few times, the Packers are always good to lay an egg at some point in the season, and maybe they just got out of the way right off the bat. They made Jameis Winston look like he was going to be the MVP of the season, comeback player of the year. And now it's they're 3-2, the Saints, so I can't get on them too bad. But I think the Packers are certainly a better team. And I think there was just too much from the outside coming into that game. Then immediately after, everyone thought that Aaron Rodgers was going to completely fall off the face of the earth and ruin that organization. And people were talking about Jordan Love coming in. And as we all, I think, most football lovers have figured out, that it was, he was never going to just roll over Aaron Rodgers. And now they're 5-1. They are, you know, one of the top four teams in the NFC. And I don't know. I think I'd probably say they're the third best team in the NFC, third or fourth best team in the NFC. Depending, I mean, once again, this is like a way too early predictions for stuff, but I could see them. I could see them losing in the NFC Championship again. I could see that. It certainly won't win. I think there's far too many good teams, but I could see them getting to the NFC Championship and losing badly to one of these other teams we'll get to. And a division that I was incredibly off on was the NFC East. I had the Washington football team in first, Cowboys second, Giants third, Eagles fourth. We have Cowboys first, football team second, Eagles third, Giants fourth. I never imagined the Giants to be so bad. Another team that just the owners need to sell the team, because they just refuse to get with this millennium. Their offense makes me want to rip my eyes out. I vowed to never watch an NFC East matchup again since that Giants football team matchup in week two, I believe it was. And I've stuck to it. I haven't watched an NFC East head-to-head matchup since then, because I hate the Giants offense. Their defense just had, just in, you know, they can't, they're just in trouble. They can't do anything about it when your offense is putting up 114 points. They have there's only a couple teams that have worse offenses than them. The Falcons, who are garbage, the Lions, who I don't need to start getting into again. And that's it. Those are the only two teams that have worse offenses. Actually, no, the Bears are absolutely atrocious. Haven't even gotten 100 yet. But once again, I talked about how, you know, big genius Matt Nagy. But the Giants just, I don't know what it is. They just refuse. They had Matt Rhule sitting on a platter a couple years ago, and for some ungodly reason, go with the special teams coordinator of the fucking Patriots. Just because Bill Belichick shook his hand in a couple of team meetings, you have to hire him instead of some guy who has rebuilt multiple programs in college football, from small to large, and was a huge Giants fan and wanted to coach the Giants. And then you go with the special teams coach of the Patriots. That's an awesome move. A lot of injuries. I feel bad. Saquon Barkley again. You spent your second overall pick on him a few years ago. And aside from his rookie year, hasn't been able to perform. Obviously, he tore his ACL and then has another ankle injury this year. So hopefully he bounces back. But that just sucks for the Giants. Offensive line's terrible. Receivers can't catch the ball. Daniel Jones has a bunch of turnovers. A lot of them aren't his fault, and it's because of his receivers. And I think that was an issue last year as well. Kadarius Toney looks awesome. He looked awesome in the Cowboys until he punched the guy in the face. Had like three catches in the first couple minutes against the Rams, and then had to leave the game, unfortunately. And then the Giants proceeded to get bent over. So, I mean, not a good team. Another terrible team is the Eagles. The whole thing is just a dumpster fire. Injuries. Jalen Hurts hasn't been performing up to scratch. Once again, defensive injuries. Then they just got rid of Zach Ertz. Dallas Goedert's hurt promptly after that. So, you know, I don't need to get into them too much. They refuse to give the ball to Miles Sanders. Football team has had a bunch of bad breaks. I like Heinicke. Certainly isn't the franchise quarterback, but I really like him. Plays with a lot of heart. Their defensive front is awesome. They've let up a lot of points. But once again, that's a team that I don't think is as bad as their record shows. They're 2-4. I don't think they're that bad. They've hung tough in all of their games, again, that they've lost in. I imagine when we revisit this later in the season, they won't be a sub-500 team. And I like Ron Rivera. They are clearly missing a bunch of pieces still that they'll have to go out and get, whether it's free agency or in the draft. I don't think they're that bad of a football team, though. So they're a team that is fun to watch. But once again, it just is unfortunate. They had a couple games that shouldn't have gone, or that haven't gone their way. Granted, they did have a present when they beat the Giants for that ghost offsides, which wasn't offsides. But whatever. Then the Cowboys are wildly blowing past my expectations. They looked so disoriented last year. Granted, I know that you had friggin' Ben DiNucci as your quarterback. Then Andy Dalton, as I just talked about before, had a couple good years and then hasn't done anything since. I'm really happy for Dak Prescott that he's back and playing well. They have to get the ball on the moving on the ground a little bit more, in my opinion. You're paying Ezekiel Elliott all this money, and he really hasn't been blowing me away this season. They're putting up a lot of points. I would credit that once again to Dak Prescott. The receivers have been playing really well. CeeDee Lamb has been awesome. Their tight ends have been playing very well. And then I don't know. I like their offense. I like Kellen Moore, what he's done with their offense. We'll see how the rest of the season goes. They're 5-1. They just had a great win over the Patriots in Foxborough. So that's a fun team to keep an eye on. But Dak Prescott has been awesome. Hopefully he can stay healthy. I know that at the time of doing this podcast, he was getting some scans done on his shoulder. But he's been awesome this year. You know, we'll see how the Cowboys tend to implode at some point in the season. But if they could stay healthy, they look like a force to be reckoned with in the NFC. Would I take them over the Rams, Cardinals, or Buccaneers? No, I would take them over the Packers. I could see them. I would give the Buccaneers like a 60-40 chance to beat the Cowboys. And then I don't think they would have a chance against either the Rams or Cardinals. I think the Rams would just outscore them, and their defense is far better than some of the teams they played against. And then the Cardinals, once again, even though they do have more points than the Cardinals, I think the Cardinals would end up beating them because shockingly their defense is pretty sound this year. It could be that their opponents haven't put up as much points as they should have, but the Cardinals are another surprise team that we will get to. And that's maybe one of the most backwards ones that I have in my list here. And then you have the Buccaneers in the NFC South. I had Bucks, Saints, Panthers, Falcons. It is the Bucks, Saints, Panthers, Falcons so far this season. Falcons, we knew were garbage, even though they have so many offensive weapons. They got Mike Davis. They have an awesome Kyle Pitts. Looks like he could be legit if he actually gets the ball. They just are. I don't know what happened to them in the matter of going to the Super Bowl. To that, all of a sudden they don't know how to win a football game, but they're just not good. I think that Matt Ryan has to go. They've only put up 105 points. They went from being one of the most potent offenses I've ever seen in the NFL for when they were going to the Super Bowl with an awesome defense. Now they have mediocre defense and offense, and you got to get rid of Matt Ryan, I guess. But I don't know. I don't know what the answer would be, and they're playing in a really hard division. Panthers are 3-3, and I think they play a lot better than a 3-3 team. But I think that – I don't know. I think that I really like the Panthers. I think that they're moving in the right direction. Another team with a lot of injuries. I think that Sam Darnold has played a lot better than everyone was going to give him credit for this year. They were never going to be a competing for the division this year. But – I think they're moving in the right direction, even without some of their key players. But I think, I don't know. They put up a lot of points. They put up 143 points this season. And, you know, maybe it's defense, but I think they're moving in the right direction. I could see them being, I think they'll be 500 again when we readdress them later in the season, but I don't think they've been as bad as their record at 500. I think they could be above 500 right now, but they haven't caught some breaks, or they're just not there yet. Solid team. The Saints are a shocking 3-2 team. I don't like the Saints this year. I don't know what it is, but they just aren't. You know, there were a few for a long stretch when they had Drew Brees, when he was actually able to throw the ball more than 10 yards. They looked like a team, like they were going to win the Super Bowl every year for like a couple of years. They got robbed in the playoffs like for a few years in a row. And in those few years in a row, I thought that they legitimately could have went on to win the Super Bowl. They had to take a step back, obviously, because Drew Brees retired. I don't know. Their offense isn't just like is completely not as like far less than what I expected it to be. Not that I expected Jameis Winston to be this, you know, the savior, but I don't know. I'm kind of underwhelmed by the Saints, and I think the Buccaneers are a far better team. And the Buccaneers, the only team that beat them was the Rams. And I think the Rams, I think that's right. I think the Rams are a better football team than the Buccaneers. I love Bruce Arians, Tom Brady, obviously one of the best of all time. Leonard Fournette's having a great season. Antonio Brown's having a great season. You can't go wrong with literally, it's this team that just won the Super Bowl that is playing. So you can't say anything about them because they literally – it's the carbon copy of what just won the Super Bowl. So, I mean, what else do you want me to say? I would not be surprised if they went to the Super Bowl again this year if they've played the way that they've been playing. They've put up 195 points. That's better than the Cardinals. And the only team better was the Cowboys. And they've definitely played tougher competition this year so far than the Cowboys. So, I mean, maybe not, but I don't know. I think that the Buccaneers definitely are a top two team in the NFC for me. And then to round out the NFC, we have the NFC West. it's not great. I had the Rams, 49ers, Seahawks, Cardinals in last place in the division. Granted, I mean, there's still time for it to go wrong, but now we have the Cardinals, Rams, 49ers, Seahawks. Seahawks have been trending in the wrong direction for a number of years now, and now they're finally starting to show it, especially now that Russell Wilson's out and you have Geno Smith at the helm. Even though they had opportunities to win the game against the Steelers, I mean, once again, you also put all your eggs in the Jamal Adams basket. Literally had an interception that bounced off of his face mask. It drilled him right in the helmet. Couldn't come up with it somehow. I think I could have caught that ball. I don't know. Pete Carroll probably is going to have to leave. Maybe he'll go back to USC. Who knows? Maybe that's why they haven't announced anyone yet. Watch, now that I said that, by the time this episode releases, they're going to have someone announced. I don't know. I think that Pete Carroll's going to have to go. They have a lot of injuries, too. I feel like I keep saying that a lot, but it's true. They lost Chris Carson. They lost Russell Wilson, who are two of their most important offensive players. I believe there's someone else hurt that's escaping my memory. On the defensive side of the ball, they're not the Legion of Boom anymore. 49ers, I don't know what's going on with them. They had obviously Jimmy G with his annual injury. They're good enough. I think they should be better than putting up 117 points. They've only scored three more points than the Giants have. Oh, actually, you know what? They also didn't play. They played a game less. But even if they did play another game, I don't think they'd be putting. They haven't put up as many points as I would like this year. Kyle Shanahan's supposed to be this offensive guru. I don't know. They haven't really impressed me really this year. They're kind of like just a neutral team. I think they're a middle of the pack team. They could probably steal a couple games. They'll blow a couple games. No, I don't think they're even close to the top two teams in this division. Love the Rams this year. We have no choice but to love the Rams because they've put literally their entire, the next 20 years in these next couple of years going and having all these blockbuster contracts, going out, trading multiple first-round picks and their quarterback to the Lions for Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford has looked excellent. They've put up 179 points this year so far, while only allowing 127. That's one of the better defenses in the NFC. Probably padded their stats a little bit going up against the Giants last week. But I just love the way Sean McVay calls plays. Their defense is excellent. They have one of the best defensive players in probably since I've been alive, the best defensive player. Probably one of the best players in the NFL I've seen in my lifetime, period. And Aaron Donald. And then Jalen Ramsey has no choice but to perform. He has a huge contract. It's just a very well-run organization that has turned it around since they've went to Los Angeles. And I could see them being one of the – I could see three teams going to the Super Bowl from the NFC. And they're one of them. So we'll see how they go. I'd say if we talk again in week 12, week 14, I could see them having another – I don't know. I could see them only losing another maybe one or two games. They're playing the Lions, who they should beat, Texans they should beat, Titans they should beat. Titans had a very good game against the Bills. I think they should beat the Titans still. Should beat the 49ers. And then they'll play the Packers on a couple days after Thanksgiving. That's going to be probably one of the games of the year against the Packers. And then the rest of the season, they have a couple other tough games. After that game against the Packers, they play the Jaguars, who they should beat. Cardinals, depending on if the Cardinals always seem to hit a hiccup. The Cardinals seem like the team to beat in the NFC right now, though. Then they play the Seahawks, who are underwhelming, and who knows what the, where they'll be at that point, if Pete Carroll will even have a job by December. The Vikings, who have looked horrendous, you know, they probably could have won a few games since the start of the season, but have just been unlucky. But I think ultimately they aren't, you know, a contender like the Rams should be at this point. Ravens will be a good game. I could see them beating the Ravens, depending on how, you know, the Ravens are just losing people left and right. They just lost, and they lost Ronnie Stanley now. And then the 49ers are the last game of the season, which I don't think will even matter because I think they'll be in the playoffs by then. But the Rams have been an excellent team. I love them. I think now that they got Matt Stafford, they look astronomically better. Not that Jared Goff was the person that was holding them back, but, I mean, they do certainly look better since he's left. Then the Cardinals, probably the surprise package of the whole NFC, and that is very obvious since I had them all the way at the bottom of their division. The guys that they signed that I was all over when we did the last podcast, I said I don't think they'll be too big of impact players, have made a big impact. A.J. Green has had some big-time touchdowns. J.J. Watt seems to be like a great veteran presence on their defense. Their defense has been very good this year. They've allowed the second fewest points in the NFC behind the Saints. And the Saints have played one last game. So, I mean, ultimately, they probably are because they've only allowed 18 more points than the Saints. I could see the Saints letting up 18 points in a game. So they probably have the best defense in the NFC right now, which is shocking to me. Chandler Jones has been awesome. I think J.J. Watt has been an awesome presence. Kyler Murray's been fantastic this year. Even when they were underdogs against the Browns this past week, and I was, you know, that was the easiest money I think I've made in betting in the NFL in a very long time. That was money in the bank. Them plus 3.5 versus the Browns, that was so easy. And they won by, like, I don't know, like 18 or whatever it was. They won by 13. Or no, 23. Yeah, it was not a close game. I think, you know, Kyler Murray's been putting on a show. And then their whole unit as a collect, I think James Conner, who once again another person I wasn't sure of, has shored up that defense or that offensive backfield, adding that power run to it with Chase Edmonds and everyone. I think that he was a nice addition, and, you know, granted, will they stay undefeated? I mean, they beat the Browns handily, who people have been calling the next Patriots dynasty level since the beginning of the season. Can they, you know, they have a bunch of really scrappy I mean, they should beat the Texans, but then they have the Packers, the 49ers, the Panthers, the Seahawks. The Seahawks, I think they should beat easily. They have a lot of tough defenses they're going to be coming up against in the next couple of weeks. You know, and then they finish the season Colts, Cowboys, and, you know, the Seahawks, who once again, who's going to turn up if Russell Wilson's going to be able to perform at that point. But I think that they probably will get in the playoffs. So they win the division. I'm going to say no. I think that the Rams should win that division. But I could see them being in one of those final four NFC teams. Will they get to it? I think it would at that point depend on who they play in the divisional round to get to the conference championship. I don't know if they'll. I don't think they would beat someone like with so much experience like Tom Brady, or once again a team who a lot of the key players have been to the Super Bowl and the Rams. But, you know, if they go up against the Cowboys or the Packers, I could see them getting to the NFC Championship. And if they do somehow face up against one of those teams in the NFC Championship, then who knows? I would give that a toss-up game if it was the Cowboys or Packers. The Packers love to lose in the NFC Championship, and then the Cowboys love to choke as well. I don't think they'd beat a team with a lot of veteran experience like the Rams or Buccaneers, but maybe the Cowboys are Packers, if they got matched up against one of those two, But I mean that I was completely off in that division, completely off. And then in the AFC, I'm pretty. There's a couple that I'm really off with, but you know we'll go through. So we'll start with the NFC North or AFC North. I apologize. I had Browns, Ravens, Steelers, Bengals. Then instead, it's the Ravens, Bengals, Browns, Steelers. The Steelers have looked atrocious, and I've forbid myself from betting on the Steelers ever again. Ben Roethlisberger, I mean, it's probably a bad example because you don't know where I'm looking right now. But if you're standing, I don't think you could throw a baseball from home plate to the pitcher's mound. He looks terrible. I think he looks fucking horrific, Ben Roethlisberger. I think he should have retired like 3 years ago. How bad he's playing. Nothing was better than them completely choking last year. They were 11-0. People were saying they're the steel curtain and that. They shit the bed. They're 500. And they are, you know, very, disjointed? They're on a two-game winning streak. They beat a very beat-up Seahawks team. But they didn't look like they had any idea those other couple weeks. Those first few weeks, they looked like they didn't have a friggin' clue about what was happening. They beat the Broncos with Crybaby Vangio. Beat the beat-up Seahawks. Lost. Didn't look like they had an idea what was happening against the Packers. Didn't look like they had a clue against the Bengals. Didn't look like they had a clue against the Raiders. And then, obviously, they lost to the Bills. They beat the Bills. But once again, I don't think they have a damn idea what's happening. I think they'll stay in last place. I don't think any other team in the division could possibly come remotely close to being as bad as them. The Browns have had just an unlucky couple of weeks. I think they should have beat the Chargers. They looked terrible against the Cardinals. Not necessarily that they're a bad team. I just don't think they showed up. And, you know, that might not make sense to you, but I just don't think they showed up. But I don't think that necessarily makes them a bad team. I just think they had a bad week and, you know, just had their heads in their asses and just they must have underestimated the Cardinals because I don't know what that was. They're a much better team. I think they had a bad break against the Chargers. They had a bad break against the Chiefs. But otherwise, you know, they looked pretty good the other couple weeks. Didn't have Nick Chubb last week. Maybe that made a difference. I think they're out with Kareem Hunt for a while. I think they should be able to beat the Broncos, Steelers, Browns. I mean, the Browns. the Broncos, Steelers, Bengals the next couple weeks. Patriots, maybe, depending on, once again, the Patriots are all over the place. I'll get to them. But they have a relatively not terrible schedule. Unfortunately, they play the Ravens two games in a row, which is kind of weird. But, I mean, it's sandwiched in between their bye week. They have a pretty tough end of the year, too. So we'll see. Once again, they should win the next few games. They could potentially win five games in a row pretty handily. I think they're a better team than the Patriots, but if they're better coached is probably not true. But we'll see who turns up because this team, I feel like, has a lot of issues like just with attitude. And it's just been like a permanent Browns issue. So we'll see. They have the talent that they could be a top contender in the AFC, but maybe, I don't know, maybe people just don't want to go to Cleveland. Maybe they don't want to show up in Cleveland. Because, you know, they're 500. They were talked about like they were going to be the AFC shoo-in in the Super Bowl. So the surprise team, though, is the Bengals. I cannot believe that they are 4-2 right now. And they've been competitive in all their games. They've been really scrappy. They haven't necessarily been this great team, but But they've been very good, the Bengals. And Joe Burrow has been fantastic. I'm cracking up now. Everyone, like, Jamar Chase, everyone thought they had him, like, admitting that he couldn't catch a football in the NFL. And now is probably running away with the Rookie of the Year. But that might not be true. But I think that he's definitely been one of the best rookies in the NFL this season. And he could win it if he keeps it at the paces he has been. He's been the best deep threat in the NFL this season so far. Him and Joe Burrow have a great connection. Joe Mixon has been phenomenal. They've just fought every game tooth and nail. They seem like a very very unified team. I think that they'll. Will they be above 500 team when we talk next? Probably not. But I think they could be around 500. I don't think they'll be, I don't think they'll be like 8-4 or 8-9 like 9-3. But I think they could be like a 6-6 team. That wouldn't shock me. Maybe a 7-5. Maybe sneak into like that second wild card spot. Now they, I think they have an extra wild card game, right? The stupid Nickelodeon one. So they've been a lot better than I thought, and I will admit that I was wrong about them. Another team I'm happily wrong about was the Ravens. The Ravens are completely shocking me. They have so many people. That just shows how good the Ravens are. They have so many people on their offensive line, on their, in their backfield. The receivers have been hurt. They finally got Bateman back. They don't have their starting cornerback. I think they don't have a safety. They have a few other people that are hurt. They lost like their first three strings of running backs, and yet they're 5-1 and have looked like they just absolutely destroyed. They absolutely disintegrated the Chargers, who have been one of the best teams in the AFC this year. Absolutely. And then they manhandled the Colts after they woke up halfway through the game, on Monday Night Football. They destroyed the Broncos. And then they beat the Chiefs. And then, besides that loss to the Raiders, which I think they should have won, they've been phenomenal this year. They very easily could be 6-0, which is shocking to me with all the injuries that they have. It's just a good unit. Lamar Jackson, once again, proving haters wrong. A lot of guys off the street that came on to, you have Latavius Murray, Devontae Freeman, the one running back whose name's escaping me, something Williams, who was, like a practice squad guy, was great the first couple weeks. And it's a shame. I mean, he'll end up going somewhere because he was awesome the first couple weeks. Le'Veon Bell, Devontae Freeman, Latavius Murray have all stepped up. And now, the Ravens aren't even missing Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins. Well, I'm sure they are, but, they haven't looked like they have been. They've put up the second most points in the AFC this year. And their defense, has been all right. 123 points allowed, the second best defense in the, third best defense in the AFC. The Jets, funny enough, have a top five defense. They've only allowed 121 points, they're so bad right now because they've only scored 67 points. They've only scored 67 points in 5 weeks. That's what, like 9 touchdowns? Not going to cut it. That's not going to cut it. I guess we'll just roll right into that division, actually. So that division, I was almost right. I had the Bills, Pats, Bills, Pats, Dolphins, and Jets. But I thought that the Bills and Patriots were going to be like red hot. I thought they were both going to be like, I thought the Bills were going to be 6-0, and the Patriots were going to be like 5-1 and 4-2 at this point. Then I thought the Dolphins were going to be like a 500 team. I thought they were going to be like 3-3 right now. shockingly, the Dolphins are in dead last in that division, but only because they played an extra game than the Jets. The Jets are probably still the worst team in that division. The Dolphins, I don't know. Maybe hitching the wagon to Tua wasn't the best idea. I don't know what it is about them, but they just have not looked good at all compared to last year. I thought they were going to make a huge step this year, and they have not. I don't know if that's a coaching problem. I think they're going to have to get a new quarterback, though, because they can't. You need to be a lot more aggressive. They've only scored 99 points in six games. They need to be a lot more aggressive. Now, like, it just has not been a good outing for them so far this year, and they haven't played anyone particularly great. The only team that they, well, actually, that's a complete lie. You know, but I mean, I'm saying, like, realistically, they beat the Patriots, which is a great start. Then they got absolutely blown out by the Bills, but I thought they were going to lose to the Bills anyway. They lost to the Raiders in overtime. I think they could have beat the Raiders. They should have beat the Raiders. I think they could have beat the Colts. They aren't that much worse than those two teams. They got completely blown out by the Buccaneers, and then they lost to the probably one of the worst teams in NFL history in the Jacksonville Jaguars, who snapped a 20-game winning or losing streak against them. Luckily, I mean, this might be damning for Brian Flores. He's playing the Falcons next week. He should win. Should win. They'll lose to the Bills. They should beat the Texans. They'll lose to the Ravens. But then they should beat the Jets. They could very easily beat the Panthers. They should beat the Giants. They should beat the Jets again. And then, you know what? There's a couple games at the end of the season. They could, depending on which Saints team turns up, they could steal a game against the Saints at home. They could beat the Titans, and they could beat the Patriots again. So, you know, like, I mean, maybe they just had a rough couple rolls of the dice, but I mean, they need to certainly turn it around there, because I thought they were going to be much better. I mean, I don't even want to talk about the Jets because they're so bad. Their defense hasn't been that bad, but you're going to be hard pressed to find a defense. They've only allowed 121 points. They realistically do have one of the better, like, defensive points allowed stats in the NFL so far this season. But you'll be hard pressed to find a defense that through five games, their quarterback has thrown nine interceptions. You'll be hard pressed to find a defense that could do much better than that when you're getting the ball, when you're constantly getting thrown back out on the field, and have an offense that has only allowed 60 or that has only scored 67 points through five games. That is not good. That is not a good stat. You know, they just, I don't know what it is that the Jets, they're in New York too. People fail to forget it. They're like, well, oh, who wants to play for the Jets? Just as many people, you know, like, people play for the Giants. The Giants are in the same building as them, and the Giants suck too. And yet they get free agents, and the Jets can't get any. They just, I don't know. They just don't. They can't seem to figure it out. You know, they've put up 20 points in their past two games, but I don't think they're gonna be. You know, they're not gonna beat the Patriots again because Bill Belichick owns rookie quarterbacks. They won't beat the Bengals because the Bengals have been actually a decent team this year. They're going to get blown out by the Colts. They'll lose to the Bills. They probably will lose to the Dolphins because at that point, the Dolphins are going to be desperate. Then the next competitive game isn't until the end of November against the Texans. Not looking good for them, but I like their coach. I like Robert Saleh. I think that Zach Wilson has looked better the past couple of weeks, but you just need to limit the turnovers. No team in the NFL could, you know, play as well when your quarterback's throwing interceptions like that all the time. Look at the Buccaneers. Look at the Buccaneers when they had Jameis Winston when he threw 30 interceptions in a season, and then look at them the season after. Right? They won the Super Bowl the year after. So it's turnovers. If they could limit their turnovers, maybe they would have a better record. Patriots weren't good last year. I thought they were going to be much better this year. They invested a lot of money into this team, and nothing to show for it. They have not won at home They have two away wins. They have not won in Foxborough this year, which is another stat that's nuts because I feel like they had a really long winning streak there when Tom Brady was there. Mac Jones still is trying to find his way in the team. I think he has been like a pretty solid quarterback, but he's been very conservative, moderate with their maybe that's not him, maybe that's just on the play calling. They've only put up 125 points this year. It's one of the worst offenses in the NFL. They have no running back still. They don't have any really game breaker wide receivers. Nelson Aguilar was coming off of a great year and hasn't really done too much this year. But I mean, I don't know. We'll have to see. You're not gonna. I don't know. That game against the Dolphins hurt them too. They very easily could have won against the Cowboys last week. You know, they played well against probably one of the best teams in the NFL this season. So I'm not going to completely count them out, but I think they'll miss out on the playoffs again this year. Again, I think they'll narrowly miss out. I think they're better than a 0.333 win percentage. I can see them flirting with 500 towards the end of the season, but I mean, I thought they were going to be off to at least a better start. The Bills, for a team that's 4-2, have been underwhelming this year. I thought they were going to be a lot more explosive. There are games where you see how explosive their offense could be. Their defense is probably one of the best, if not the best, in the NFL this year. But I don't know. Some of the games they lost, I thought they should have won. It was really unfortunate that they lost against the Titans. I mean, once again, I'm not going to say they got robbed with Josh Allen slipping at the end, because when you let a running back run for 150 yards and three touchdowns, you're never going to win a game. If you're going to let someone run all over you like that, granted, he's the best running back in the NFL right now, but you're not going to win any game when you're allowing. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how they end up panning out this year. I'm being extra hard on them because I think that they're probably a top two team in the AFC, if not the best team in the AFC so far this year. I think they should have won those games. But, you know, it's nitpicking at this point. And that was a brutal. I mean, if you want to talk about a brutal loss, you cannot be the team that I'm talking about being the best team in the AFC this year and lose to the Steelers. The Steelers are garbage this year. They are hot, stinking garbage. I don't care what anyone says to me. Ben Roethlisberger has to go. But once again, we're done talking about them. But I think the Bills are the best team. That's why I'm being so hard on them. So I think 4-2 is disappointing. I think they should be 6-0. And I think they know that too. They're a slip away than getting their heads out of their ass away from being a 6-0 team. They're on pace to, you know, they're 4-2 right now. I could very easily see them only having two losses still the next time we talk. I don't care. I haven't even looked at who they're playing next. They're just a team that's so good that they probably could be in the Super Bowl this year. But I don't even need to look at their next couple of weeks. And they should. I mean, oh, my God. They're playing the Dolphins, Jaguars, and Jets the next 3 weeks. So they should easily go to 7-2 off the bat. And then, you know, they're the team to beat. So I don't think there's really any team, unless they're playing the Buccaneers or the Buccaneers or the Rams. Sorry. Unless they're playing the Buccaneers or the Rams in the next couple weeks, which I don't think they are. They play the Buccaneers in December. That'll be a very good game. That could even be a Super Bowl little sneak peek. This year. So, you know, otherwise I think they should be handily winning the rest of their games. So, I mean, if they don't, then it will be disappointing once again. And once again, 4-2, one of the best teams in the NFL so far this year. But I think they're at such a higher level. I think Josh Allen has been playing phenomenally. Their defense is there and is so underrated. So that's why I'm being extra hard on them. AFC South, the perennial dumpster fire. I had the Titans, Colts, Jaguars, Texans. And survey says Titans, Colts, Texans, Jaguars. Jaguars are terrible. Just a shit show. Urban Meyer really helped them out. Getting handsy with some college girl in a bar after they had just lost to the Bengals. Not a good team. I don't think they should have won in London. I think the Dolphins looked a lot better of a team. And it was against a team that is only, I think, they only have one win too. So it isn't like they really had that big of a win. I think they're a terrible team. I think they'll be terrible. I don't want to waste my breath talking about the Jaguars. I don't want to waste my breath talking about the Texans. The Texans confuse me. They must know something about Deshaun Watson that they're not playing him, even though they're absolutely horrific. Once again, they've only put up 92 points and let up 172. The only team that is worse than them. I mean, funny enough, the Chiefs defense, but they're horrific, the Texans. Not going to even waste my time talking about them. Colts are very underwhelming this year again. I don't know if it's Carson Wentz. I don't know if it's the injuries to receivers. They have an awesome defense that just doesn't get any help with their offense. Maybe they're unlucky, but, I mean, they. I don't know if they just don't have a leader in that locker room. But they have not, you know, they haven't really, they won the games they should have, but, you know, they've hung tough against a lot of teams. They lost badly to the Seahawks week one, which, you know, that was probably before shit hit the fan for Seattle. They fought well against the Rams. They fought well against the Titans when they played them. They fought well against the Ravens. I think they should have won that game. They choked it away. You know, they gotta turn it around. They're a good enough team. They should not be 2-4. And I don't know if it's what the deal is, but they just haven't had that it factor. And maybe it's closing out games. It's kind of like the Chargers. I don't know if that's a coaching thing. I don't know if that's a locker room thing. But that was like Chargers last year. They couldn't close out games. And that's why they were doing so bad for like 2 years in a row. Same thing with the Broncos. Didn't have people in the locker room to help them finish out games. Didn't have a coach. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's Frank Reich. Who knows? I don't think it is. But they've been underwhelming. I thought that they should have, you know, I had them in second place. But the Titans haven't looked that great either. The Titans are 4-2. Big win against the Bills. But are we going to pretend that they didn't just lose to the Jets a couple weeks ago? You know, their two losses are against, I mean, the Jets, who are at polar opposite of the Cardinals. But they haven't been dominant in games like I thought they would be. AJ Brown and Julio Jones was supposed to be a deadly tangent, and they haven't really done much this year. They're in first place, but once again, they're 4-2, a 4-2 team that I think that should be 5-1. They've let everyone hang around in the games. And you know, once again, a very bleh team to me. I don't think they would do anything in the playoffs if they went to the playoffs right now. Then they just lost Taylor Lewan for God knows how long, from that head injury last night. And then we'll round it up, wrap it up with the, AFC West, who I think has been one of the more exciting, divisions in football this year. I had the Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders, Broncos. Instead, we have the Chargers, Raiders, Broncos, Chiefs. The Chiefs have had a terrible start to the season. Their defense is garbage. The Jets' defense is better than them. The Bengals' defense is better than theirs. The Jaguars' defense is better than theirs. The Texans' defense is better than theirs. Their offense is the only thing that's pulling them out of the fire. The offense is the second most points in the conference. In like the fourth most in the NFL right now. But their defense is one of the worst, if not the worst. You know, there's no excuse for it. They have, you know, everyone on ESPN would love to have Patrick Mahomes' baby. They love to talk about how good Patrick Mahomes and that offense is, and yet they're garbage. Their defense is garbage. Their offense is still exceptional, but they need help, and they're not getting it. I don't know what the hell is going on with their defense, but it's terrible. Steve Spagnuolo should be looking for a new job. He should be, you know, start a landscaping company and settle down and call it quits. It just isn't a good look. He should open up a freaking, a snack stand at his kids' football games. He's done. You can't go from going to the Super Bowl to allowing 176 points through six games. It's terrible. And I don't know. Jackson Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes' brother, has been getting more attention than them for dancing on a dead man's number at his number retirement. That's probably helping them out a little bit, too, because it takes away from how bad they've been. Broncos have been terrible. They were 3-0, and I was shocked. I would have put my house. If I had a house, I would have put it on the Ravens to beat the Broncos when they played them when they were 3-0. Vic Fangio was the biggest fucking crybaby ever. Was mad about the Ravens running on the last play as if he wasn't just throwing a couple plays before. They've just been a very neutral team. They've only allowed 110 points, which is awesome, but they've only put up 126. I think when we talk next, they'll be, you know, 6-6, 7-7, 8-8. They'll be a 500 team. Raiders have been awesome this year, and their season, maybe, I don't know, maybe their interim head coach will be the savior. The life raft there after, you know, John Gruden's career just went whew, bye-bye, whew, gone with the wind. What an idiot, but what an ass. But, you know, the Raiders have a very good team. Darren Waller, once again, one of the better players in the NFL, not just tight ends, one of the better players in the NFL. Derek Carr has been having a, you know, I would say MVP, maybe not the MVP, but maybe hat in the ring kind of season. They have a lot of Carl Nassib and Max Crosby on defense have been awesome. I think Carl Nassib's the one who cost the Ravens that win a couple weeks ago. Max Crosby is like the defensive player of the year. It looks like prime time Von Miller. He's been fantastic this year. I like the Raiders as a unit, as a collect. I would like to see them make the playoffs this year, but after all the controversy that their head coach put them in, he's supposed to be the leader and put them in boiling hot water. So I think I'd love to see them pull themselves out of it. I really like their interim head coach. I like the way he's handled himself in press conferences and on the field the other day. On Part of My Take, Booker McFarland called him a top five foxhole guy, which is what you want to hear. And then to end it, we have the Chargers. The Chargers have been great. And I've been saying that for a couple of years, that the Chargers are a very good team that have just couldn't catch a break and were maybe a head coach or a couple of calls away from being a very good team. And look now, they're 4-2, probably one of the better teams in the AFC. If they could tighten it up on defense, I think they'd be even better. Justin Herbert's been phenomenal. And you know, Austin Eckler has been having a phenomenal season. Of course, fucking Keenan Allen, when I don't have him on my fantasy team, decides to play. I drafted him like 2 years in a row and he sucked 2 years in a row, and now all of a sudden he's good, which is a load of bullshit. But I could see them winning that division. I don't know if the Chiefs of that defense could possibly win that division. I can't even guarantee them to win games the way that their defense has been playing. And, you know, Patrick Mahomes has been throwing a lot of bullshit around this year, too. You know, his magic that everyone loves so much. Some of them have been becoming interceptions this year, which hasn't happened in past years, but I don't know. We'll see, but it's been a very exciting football season so far, and we'll touch base again down the road with it. We'll step away from sports again for a couple weeks in a row, talk about some other bullshit that you guys either absolutely love or completely despise, but it does not matter because it is my show. Happy to be back producing content again. As if I was on the verge of death once again, I just was sick, but couldn't have anyone in here and was too tired to do it. So, but we're back on track. Thank you all for listening. Have a good one.